your Yahoo leagues, of your Yahoo leagues, of your Yahoo leagues.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat, Sleep, Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the group text of fantasy football podcasts. My name's Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, on this lovely pod is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
What's up? We are the group text of fantasy football podcasts because you feel like you need that group chat going on, but you really don't, and if you miss a couple days of it, your life is a lot better.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really negative, talking about our podcast. I shouldn't have said all that.
That was extremely negative. This is coming from the guy that uses group chat seemingly only to complain about his airline travel.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, the airline, I figured out, I don't think I like traveling. I don't like people in public very much, I don't think. Like, I'm not good with people. And on top of that, I don't like traveling. And I'm kind of learning this about myself. So I don't mean to be so negative, but yeah, man, traveling sucks, especially with a baby. And this is the first time my daughter's 10 months old now, Christian. And you probably don't understand, but it's bad. Like, it was when my daughter was like 2 months old, we flew. No problem. Like, she laid there sleeping most of the time. She's 10 months now. Like, so she doesn't,
just like your wife.
She doesn't even, you know, she doesn't know how to walk, but she still wants to get down. She's crying. It was a, anxiety-filled flight from St. Louis back to North Carolina.
And going back to the group text theme, if you want to understand what it's like to be in a group text with Dale, the last minute and a half where he did nothing but talk about airline travel is exactly what it's like.
Yeah. I figured the group text is a perfect place to complain about life. Because, like, my wife doesn't read the group text. You know, it has nothing to do with family. It's not on Facebook or anything. So I can complain about everything. It's great.
Okay. All right. So let's we're going to move it along. We have a lot to cover. We got waiver wire stuff. We have news. Like, there's too much to cover to sit here and lollygag and let Dale just blow the beginning of our show and spend too much time on ridiculousness.
Yes.
But before we move on, before we get into the news, before we get into our waiver stuff, I want to take a second here, Dale, and just tell our listeners about a really exciting partnership we have now with Optima Fantasy Sports. These are guys that we actually met, and we're super excited to work with because Optima Fantasy are the real number crunchers in this industry. They've worked with actual NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball teams with player evaluations, with their drafting.
Oh, yeah.
And they've taken the similar algorithm that they've created and now applied it to fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Their accuracy so far this year has been beating a lot of the big sites, and they're sharing this information and they're giving us a deal for our listeners. So you can optimize, you can optimize DFS lineups. You can optimize your season long leagues. If you're like me and you have a stacked bench and you're always wondering who you should start and what's your best options. So check out OptimaFantasySports.com. Use our promo code SLEEP. It's a little bit different their site.
All caps.
All caps, promo code SLEEP.
Yeah. Right now they have it optimized for DFS, but if you go into the site, you can actually look at, you can look at how they rank, and you can kind of make projections on your, season long as well. And season long, I think, is coming up soon for the site, but right now they have DFS, which is great to begin with, but you can check out the rankings and stuff, and they were pretty spot on. I mean, I think they had Dak pretty low on the list, lower than I had him, I know that for sure. Mm-hmm. So they've been hitting on a couple, big hits this year so far. So they're definitely worth checking out.
Uh-huh. Exactly. All right. So let's go ahead and get into some news, Dale, because we had, outside of the Sunday news, we have a little bit of news that's come out here on Monday and since yesterday, particularly some injury stuff that I want to cover. So let's start here because I think this is kind of important for our waiver stuff. Robert Woods is expected to be out a couple weeks with a shoulder injury that he sustained late in the game against Minnesota. It's kind of a big blow. He's been their leading guy. And now that he's, basically riding the bench for the next few weeks, what are you doing? Are you bumping Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp? Who's the guy there for you now? Because somebody has value there.
Yeah, it's going to be Kupp for sure for me. He's played pretty solid. I mean, he had a costly fumble there this week. But I think Cooper Kupp has a talent. I like Cooper Kupp a lot in Dynasty Leagues, even before Robert Wood stuff happened. Cooper Kupp has a future here. So if you're in a Dynasty or Keeper League, I'm excited about Cooper. Fill my cup, as I would say.
Oh, boy.
That joke has been made somewhere, so don't tell me that it's a bad joke, because I'm sure somebody said it.
Oh, yeah, no, of course, no. Just because someone's told a joke before,
that gives it credibility.
You know what? Taking someone else's terrible joke makes it so much better. Yes, steal all the bad jokes.
if you steal the bad joke enough, it becomes a good joke. So whoever the first person who said that, I'm just helping him out or her.
All right, we got a couple more here. Just got a little more. If you are a Lamar Miller owner, you might have been a little bit worried about Deontay Foreman on Sunday.
Sure.
Unfortunately, though, the rookie, on his beautiful 34-yard touchdown run, tore his Achilles, which is pretty much the worst injury you can hope for.
Yeah.
And so an Achilles injury, even in a dynasty league, man, you could probably go ahead and drop Deontay Foreman, because he's going to be out a year and a half with an Achilles injury. It's going to take him a while to get his burst back to be able to cut. If it's a fully blown Achilles, it's going to take 12 months to even get back on a field.
Yeah.
So, and I know we've seen some recent success with Jimmy Graham being able to come back in under a year, but you saw last year he wasn't himself, at least for the beginning part of the season. He kind of was a little bit better at the end, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean,
Deontay Foreman, look, that's rough.
Foreman, it is rough for him. Excuse me. By the way, you could thank travel for my stupid cough. I'll get into that later.
Oh, my God. No, you won't. No, I'm going to put my foot down. No more travel talk for the rest of this podcast.
Anyways, yeah, Foreman, you know, he wasn't really trending to take over anyways. I mean, let's be real. There was no real signs that Foreman was taking over. He had a great game, and he was on his way to having even a better game than he's had all season. But it was Miller's team, and if the beginning of the game had you a little worried, now you're not. But the way it was trending, he wasn't taking a ton of snaps anyways.
Hey, Dale.
What's up?
I know you don't care, and nobody cares about my fantasy team, but Russell Wilson just scored, and I'm now winning by half a point.
With what, 2 minutes left?
With 3 minutes left. And
Matt Ryan has the ball.
Matt Ryan has the ball, but
Matty Ice.
But they're up by five, so they're going to be running the ball. And not only that, but Russell Wilson scoring. Let me just check my draft.
Okay, jeez.
Oh, baby! My draft just went from winning $54 to winning $90.
Yeah, that's not good for depositing $100. You're almost even.
Yeah, dude, I deposited 20 on the season, and I am now up $132.
Nice.
On the season. Should I be saying this on air? Or?
No, because okay, now
none of this is on air.
The IRS is going to get us now. Thanks a lot. I am not affiliated with Christian Brito.
What a beautiful week. What a beautiful week for me in draft.
Yeah.
I need to send you a picture.
No, you don't. I don't care.
Of my dick.
Nope. Don't even care about that.
Does that change it?
Nope. All right. What else? What other news?
Russell Wilson has the ball back again.
Okay. I don't care.
I'm now winning by 3 points.
Until he throws an interception on a Hail Mary.
Yeah. And then I still win by one.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Okay. Let's go. What else you got?
Dale.
What?
I just won $90 this week.
I don't care.
I'm so good at draft.
Okay. Can we move on?
Nobody's winning a shirt. Everybody that's played against me is losing.
Okay, so I think that's good. You saved us a couple bucks. Thank you. See, now I care. You put money in my pocket. Now I care. All right, let's go.
All right, you know what? There's one league that someone is going to beat me.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Brandon 7. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Next piece of news?
Yeah.
Chris Thompson?
Sure. Sucks for him, right? Sucks for the Redskins. All right.
So let's talk about Chris Thompson real quick. Chris Thompson broke his leg, his fibula, to be more specific.
Yep.
And Rob Kelly is already done for the year. So I think we'll talk about this a little more in our waiver wire, but Samaje Perine is now the feature back for the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
All right. So we'll get to that in just a second. Yeah. But we needed to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm licking my chops. Right.
That's it for the injuries and kind of breaking news. But we'll finish with one last little piece of news. The Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones, who is already out on injuries, is now facing multiple charges that include driving without a valid license, operating a vehicle with a controlled substance in his system. He's already got that MCL injury, but now likely he's going to get suspended now because he also has some marijuana and driving charges against him.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then last but not least, Dale's least favorite news of the day, Andre Ellington, a healthy scratch, has now been cut by the Arizona Jesus. Cardinals.
Hey, what a turn of events, right? Jesus. Like, he was looking pretty promising and really valuable, I think, in PPR formats early in the season to being cut. That's a big, I mean, now the dude doesn't have a job now. And he was a pretty good NFL player just a few weeks ago. That's crazy.
I want to say something, but I don't know if you're going to be happy about it.
What?
All right. So, guys, on Saturday, Dale tells me, hey, man, I have a good feeling about Andre Ellington this week. And then on Sunday morning, he's a healthy scratch. And on Monday, he's cut. Yeah. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that on air.
Yeah, that's that's crazy, man. Seriously.
I gotta admit, that is kind of crazy. Okay, and then last but not least, Terrell Pryor going on IR.
Yep. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yep.
Okay. By the way, guys, if you didn't hear if you heard our live show and you called in, thanks. It was a pretty successful one. Armando and I did it. It was fun. We do them every Friday, so try to get in touch with us if you don't know when the live shows start. Usually somewhere between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we try to take questions. We're getting more and more towards just a call-in show. Before, when we first started, it was we didn't have enough listeners to call in, so we just talked the whole time. And little by little, over like the last year, little by little, we stuck with it. And slowly more and more people started calling. So if you guys want to call, talk, get on the air, talk with us, just bullshit or talk about your, upcoming week or whatever you can. We're going to really try to do one Friday. I know it's holiday weekend, so we'll see how it goes. I hope it works out. But I did talk about, I didn't talk about it in length, but I'm pretty sure that Big Pharma and the airlines are in cahoots together.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure I'm sick because the stupid airlines blast the air, and I talked about this a little bit, blast the air on your face, and it's super dry air, and then everybody's rubbing their eyes, and then everybody's sick, and then you get sick, and so I had like a sore throat for the whole week, And now I'm the sore throat's getting a little better. Now I have a cough. Who knows what kind of virus.
All right. Okay. Cool. Week 12 waiver wire. Yay.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to warn people, Christian.
Okay. Hey, are we done?
Big Pharma is out to get you. Don't trust them.
How ridiculous is it that I've scored 123 points in a standard league and I'm sitting here watching to make sure that I'm not going to lose?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. You got me. So every time I talk about Big Pharma, you're going to talk about your fantasy team?
Yes.
Is that what's going to work? Okay.
Is that punishing enough?
Yes. Go ahead. I won't do it again.
All right. Cool. Do you want to talk about your fantasy team scoring 185 points in a half-point PPR league? No bonuses?
Yeah, that was great. I started Keenan Allen and Antonio Brown. I felt really good about it. All right.
You know how I feel?
What? How?
I told people to start Stephon Diggs over Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
And this is how I feel.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Someone's gonna really hate that
Yes. That is what the bad review is gonna be about. That one star review that we're gonna get.
Bad review of just screaming into the microphone.
They're gonna say good podcast, good information, but some douchebag played a sound. A really bad quality sound of somebody screaming for 5 minutes.
Well, now, I mean,
one star, don't listen to again.
Can you dub it over with like the actual audio, or you don't care?
We'll see how lazy I get when I edit.
Oh man, you want me to edit?
No, it's fine. I'll do it.
Okay.
Wink, wink. Fingers crossed.
I hate you so much. All right, let's go ahead and get into the waiver
wire. All right, let's get into it.
All right, so I got a guy here that I listed as the one of the quarterbacks to add in our waiver, and you kind of rolled your eyes when I put him on the list here, Dale. Tyrod Taylor. are you okay rostering Tyrod Taylor?
if you can get him for cheap, I mean, we've been saying. Okay, I don't really
know. Listen, Nathan Peterman threw 5 touchdowns in the first half of a football game. How amazing is Tyrod Taylor?
Interceptions.
What did I say?
Touchdowns.
Oh. Yeah, 5 interceptions in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty crazy stuff. I feel like the Bills just ruined this guy's career. It sucks for him. He should have been ready in, if he doesn't have it for the NFL, then whatever. But if they could have held him out and not started him, he could have had a better career. His career is over.
You think it's over?
I think it's
over. That's what you want to talk about? Nobody cares about Nathan Peterman, first of all.
Right,
right. I don't think his career is over. I think he'll be given another shot, and they just threw him in way too early.
Yeah.
I think some guys just need time to develop.
Right.
I don't think he's ever going to be anything amazing, but I don't think this is what's going to ruin his career just because he was the most horrible quarterback ever in the first half of a game.
You know, this is exactly what the Bills did, is exactly what we do in fantasy. Like, the player plays decent, and then you get cute one day and say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to play him this week. Like CJ Anderson. I'm not going to play him this week because he sucks.
Stop with the CJ Anderson love, man. Get over it. He's not good anymore.
He had a touchdown. What I'm saying is, don't get cute and put in some guy that you don't believe in, and then all of a sudden he throws, and then the next week you're like, okay, I'll start Tyrod Taylor again. That's exactly what the Bills did. Like, okay, all right, we'll put Taylor back in. I don't know. Yes, if you can get Taylor for free, get him for free.
So Russell Wilson pretty much won me my league of record right now. He also is going to double the amount of money that I'm going to make in draft. Do you think he cares that I'm going to tweet him my thank you? Like, if I tweet Russell Wilson, thank you, do you think he cares? Like, you think he looks at his phone and is like, hey guys, like, Christian Brito.
You know what annoys me? Like, I paid $85 for the TSA pre-check, and I feel like every time I go there, the line for the regular line is actually getting smaller than the TSA pre-check line.
Wait, you pay for the TSA pre-check?
Of course. $85 for 5 years.
You know I get that free all the time. Like, I don't know how I get it, but I always get it.
I don't know.
I think it's random. It might be something to do with, like, because I'm a member on American Airlines, so I, like, sign in whenever I buy my ticket.
No, that doesn't make a difference.
But I don't know how it happens. Every time I fly certain airlines, I always get the TSA pre-check.
Yeah, I think it's random. I don't know. Anyways, that's what annoys me about TSA.
I also always get randomly patted down.
Yeah, because of your ethnicity.
It's nothing. I think it's my beard.
I know. They never pat me down.
And it always looks like I'm packing in my pants.
Oh yeah, they pat your dick every time you go through. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
I had one like aggressive like dick pull. It was no. Now you got me talking about the airline stuff. Come on, man.
Okay, let's go.
Shit. Do you want to talk about my fantasy team?
No. Tyrod Taylor. Right. Yes, if he's there, if you can get him for free, get him for free for sure.
He's not going to lose his job again.
No. He's good. I think he's safe.
And his matchups, like just like we said about LeSean McCoy, and he's great. His matchups are great for the rest of the season. Let's see what happens with Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin didn't have any serious knee injury this week, but I think he might be banged up and miss a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Just wanted to add that in there, just in case you.
And just to reiterate, from week 13 through 16, New England, Indiana, Miami, New England is amazing. All right, let's go.
Okay. To reiterate the news from Coach Sean McDermott. Kelvin Benjamin did not suffer any ligament damage in his knee in his day-to-day.
Cool.
All right, just wanted to add that in there since we're talking about Taylor. I have this guy on my list because I think he's going to start at least a game. We'll see what happens with Jay Cutler. Matt Moore against the Patriots. Interested at all? I think this is not really a waiver. This is like a streamer guy that you could probably even get after waivers process. You know, or if you want to throw in a dollar bid, you can probably get Matt Moore for a dollar.
Might be a streamer in dire situations.
I disagree. Not dire situations. In a good situation.
How much better is he than Jay Cutler?
A lot better than Jay Cutler.
I mean, okay, the week 12 they play New England, then they play Denver, New England again, which is great. And then week 15 against Buffalo, who has a decent pass defense.
Jay Cutler, I'm going to say this, Jay Cutler at this point in his career is worse than Brock Osweiler is.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with you. I mean, Jay Cutler isn't, I'm not going to stick up for Jay Cutler.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it anything to do with that phone call we had for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Tough. I'm going to put you in a corner. Okay. If you had to pick Jay Cutler or airline travel?
Airline travel.
Oof, you hate the guy. All right. And then last quarterback I want to talk about here, Case Keenum. For some reason, he's still out there. I understand that his leash is short. Like, there's not a lot that he can really mess with because there's Teddy Bridgewater. And maybe that's why all his passes were so damn short this Sunday. But Case Keenum's been a reliable guy.
Dude, against one of the best pass defenses in the NFL on the LA Rams, Case Keenum had 280 yards and a touchdown. Now, it didn't blow the roof off anything, right? I mean, 280 yards and one touchdown isn't great. But against one of the best pass defenses against quarterbacks this year, I'll take it.
The guy's averaging almost 250 yards passing a game.
Yeah.
And more than that, last three games, 288, 304, 280.
Yeah. He plays Detroit and Atlanta next, which are both middle of the road. So I think you're okay. Then he plays Green Bay for the Super Bowl for the Week 16 championship week. Yeah, so
I just think he's, you know, you can get him for a dollar or two, you know, a little small portion of your budget. But, you know, whatever. You guys are not really caring about quarterbacks in your waiver wire.
Yeah, streamers.
Let's
streamers.
Dive in. Yeah, there's streamer guys. Let's dive into the guys you really want to hear about, the guys that you really need to know about. I'm going to start my running back list with a guy that is still available. Depending on your leagues, let's talk about Yahoo leagues. He's available in 67% of your Yahoo leagues. Wow, I didn't.
That was bad.
Please don't put that in the intro of the episode.
Yahoo leagues. Okay.
Hey, Dale, I just won.
Nice. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Russell. I can't tweet him now because he lost, though.
Right.
But, I mean, 35 fantasy points. That's
good. Okay.
All right. Okay. So, Samaje Perine. Boy.
Yeah.
Chris Thompson's out for the year. Rob Kelly's out for the year. Samaje Perine gets 23 carries for 117 yards and a touchdown. And he's available in everywhere.
Yeah.
He's available everywhere.
Yeah. He shouldn't have been. If you listened to our show last week, I had good things to say about Perine, thinking that he, well, I'm not going to repeat everything I said, but you should have had him.
So him up. Let me get you, because I gave you, he is owned in about 50% of NFL.com leagues, so he's still widely available there. I mean, you can get the guy pretty much everywhere, and he's going to get all the work now.
Yep.
He's a guy that I'm willing to put
98.5% of the rest of my budget in Perine.
Yeah. So if I have, let's say I have,
if you have $45 left.
Yeah, I'd put $44 left in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be about a $40 bid, 40% bid of your budget, because a lot of people do $200 leave, so $80 bid.
Yeah.
Whatever you have left.
Yep.
So if someone else has $35 and you have $40, go ahead and bid $36 because you can outbid them. But anywhere else, just go ahead and put your pretty close to max, because you're going to get a starting caliber. I don't think Perine is all of that, but he's going to be an RB2 rest of season just based on volume, yeah. Because he's going to get everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be on the field. Now, will he lose some? It's not going to be like Lev Bell, where he's going to get 90% of the carries. He's going to bring someone in to get, you know, to take some of that, but he's still going to be on the field 80% of the 70-80% of the time, and that's more than enough work. 20 carries a game.
Yeah.
Moving forward for Perine.
Now, the other beneficiary of Chris Thompson going down is, I think, oh, I guess we could skip around a little bit here, Brito, because I want to talk about the wide receivers.
Yeah. Yep.
We know that Chris Thompson was a big part of this passing game. He's actually the second most targeted player on the team. Josh Doctson, I think, kind of stands out now with Terrell Pryor on IR. Josh Doctson had 7 targets last game, and actually he had 7 targets last 2 games in each of the last games. So do you like Josh Doctson? A little bit of a bump up here?
Huge bump up. Yeah. Jamison Crowder has not really done much this year.
Correct.
And Terrell Pryor did zilch, nada, nothing, zero, donut hole. He was terrible this year. So now you got a guy who is going to be the number one wide receiver for Kirk Cousins. Chris Compton goes down on top of that.
Yep.
I can't speak today.
He said Chris Compton.
Yeah. Straight out of Compton. And, I mean, I think he's another guy. He's second on my wide receiver list for this week. But I think if you can get Doctson, he's a flex wide receiver for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with it.
5 straight games with at least 80% of the snaps played.
Yep.
For Doctson.
Yep, that's more than Crowder, who's really had under 60% of the snaps.
By the way, did I say Chris Doctson? Did I mix Chris Thompson and Josh Doctson?
I don't know what you did.
I don't know what I did.
I start telling you out halfway through the show.
Three games, 19 targets over the last 3 games. He has the most red zone targets since their bye. Schedule is coming up. It's pretty nice. Giants, Cowboys, Chargers.
Yep.
Everything you can say about Doctson is promising.
Yep. I agree. I like Josh Doctson too. Is it Doctson or Doctson? Is a C silent like Doctson? I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. All right, move on.
Okay. Well, you jumped, like, we were doing running backs, and then you jumped to the Washington wide receiver. I know that's tempting to do, but maybe you fuck off next time.
Okay. Who else you have?
All right. I got Damian Williams.
Yeah.
He's the next guy. Now, it's I wouldn't blow a huge amount of my budget, but I'm seeing people out there who are, you know, putting in $2, $3, $4 bids for Damian Williams, and I'm saying put 10% of your budget in for Damian Williams. If you don't think you have a chance at Pirine or he's already taken, maybe even more than that. I know Armando made a really bold statement on the live show about Damian Williams, and I'm not going to take it that far, but I think Williams has the potential to outperform Kenyon Drake and be a valuable running back, particularly because of how good the schedule is for the Dolphins coming up. They got the Patriots this week. I know it's at New England, so you don't love it at New England, but down the stretch, the Dolphins running backs have a shot at some great matchups, and I really think Damian Williams is the guy as opposed to Kenyon Drake, who only had 8 touches.
I don't know how much I'm going to trust this backfield. I genuinely feel that it's going to be the quote-unquote hot hand approach. Damian Williams had a huge run. I think he had probably 90% of his yards on that one big play.
You're bad at math, but okay.
You know what I'm saying. I'm throwing the number out there because I don't know the exact number, so I'm just going to throw out percentage. But it was, do you remember how long that big run was?
It was 69 yards.
Okay, there you go. Was it? Are you joking?
No, 69 yards.
Oh, okay. I think you were trying to do a joke there.
What joke? I don't understand the joke. 69 is a number.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah. I don't know how much I think it could be Drake or Williams moving forward, depending on game script. I think the Dolphins are going to be down by a lot. That'll put Drake in. I know Damian Williams is a good pass catcher too. I think Drake is just a little more explosive out of the backfield. I don't know. I think I'm still going to rank Drake ahead of Williams this week.
I will not.
Okay. Well, you have a good reason not to. I mean, just based off past history, but.
Right.
We'll see. I might change.
Did you also talk about Kenyon Drake on the show?
No. No, we have not. We have not talked about the Kenyon Drake.
Oh, we haven't talked about the Kenyon Drake?
No. The Drake of Kenya?
Yeah, he started from the bottom. But now he's here.
He's here. Yeah.
He started in Kenya, but now he's here.
Yep. Yeah.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Running for the Dolphins.
Started out in Kenya, now he's here.
Because he's the Kenyan Drake. Like Drake, but from Kenya.
Yeah, I got it.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Did you like that joke or no?
It was good, okay, yeah.
All right. Danny Woodhead. What are you doing with Danny Woodhead? Because he is a waiver guy for a lot of people. But I don't know, man. 23 yards, 6 targets.
He's going to continue to be a threat in PPR leagues. Alex Collins, it seems like they're going to stick with him on the ground. Do you agree?
So primary pass-catching guy and be a PPR.
And we kind of talked about this. Danny Woodhead's going to turn into Buck Allen plus or premium, right? And Alex Collins is going to remain the job on the ground. Remain his job on the ground.
All right, fair enough. Remain the job on the ground. I love this English going on today. Yep. Between you and me, like, we should have a fucking podcast.
We're perfect people to have a podcast. He's going to remain the job.
All right, so my top running back ad, Perrine, you agree?
Yes, 100%.
Second to that, would you rather have Damian Williams or Danny Woodhead?
PPR league, Danny Woodhead, standard. I'll take Damian Williams.
Okay, so then last but not least on our running backs, let's talk about your guy that you wanted to talk about that we added to your list because you want to mention him for some reason, Devontae Booker. So go ahead, take the floor.
I just thought Devontae Booker was a really interesting play last week. We talk about this all the time, right? We look at the trends, we look at snap counts, we look at opportunity, and Booker was, I mean, pretty steady with his snap count and opportunities that he was getting week to week. I know he was injured beginning of the season, but after that, I mean, he saw a little uptick and then he kind of plateaued. Then all of a sudden, he out-touches and out-snaps C.J. Anderson, like out of nowhere. I'm not really sure what that's about. I think C.J. Anderson even played pretty well. C.J. Anderson's yards per carry are still up there, so it's not like he's getting less productive. I don't think Booker's even any better than C.J. Anderson. But for whatever reason, and now Denver fired their offensive coordinator. So this all could change. Maybe he was fired because he gave Booker too much opportunity. I don't know. But
you need to give C.J. Anderson the ball more. You're fired.
Yeah. So, yes, am I buying into Devontae Booker? Yes. I will spend probably 10 or 15% of my budget on Booker, especially if I have C.J. Anderson, if you still have C.J. Anderson. Even if not, you still spend 10 or 15% of your fab budget on Booker. Pretty good playoff schedule coming up. And you never know. You never know what's going to happen. With this new offensive coordinator, you might just say, hey, fuck you, C.J. Anderson. Booker's my guy. He's worth an ad.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about C.J. Anderson more.
Okay, we're done. We're done.
You have a serious problem with him.
It's so intriguing.
Okay, what would you rather talk about if you had a 30-second platform? Okay. C.J. Anderson or airline travel?
Ooh. Man, it's tough. I think I got to go with airline travel. I think the people need to know about airline travel.
Okay, wait, hold on. Go.
Oh, I could talk about airline travel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I wasn't prepared. Okay, what's going on with the prices of all the snacks?
Oh my god, why did you start this like a comedian?
The snacks at the airport are ridiculous. Oh no! And you know what else about food with the airline? I was at Atlanta Hatfield Airport. I think that's what it's called, Atlanta Airport. My whole terminal, they did not have a Chick-fil-A.
5 seconds.
But they had a Popeyes. I had to eat Popeyes for dinner.
Hey, I want to say a couple things about this because now I'm going to respond to you. You literally started this like how a cartoon would start a stand-up comedy thing. The first line is always airline food. Am I right? You literally started it that way. Secondly, I know you had Popeyes because you used the Eat Sleep Fantasy fucking card for it, and I get a notification that says Eastley Fantasy, here's your receipt for your purchase for $9 at Popeyes.
Yeah, look, my credit card, that's a whole nother deal with travel. You want me to get into that? The stupid credit cards?
I really don't. Let's go ahead and talk about Austin Eckler.
Okay. Are we still talking about Austin Eckler?
We gotta talk about Austin Eckler because somehow whenever you give him the ball,
yeah,
he scores. Yep. So, last week it was 2 touchdowns in week 10, and this week he scored another touchdown against the Bills. Now, I know the Chargers just pummeled the Bills.
Yes.
But 58 yards and a touchdown, I think it's worth noting that he's so involved.
Yeah.
It's not like Melvin Gordon is doing much.
Right. Well, you know, and we kind of expected... I'm not going to say we expected it, but we knew that the Bills could give an opposing running backs dual 100-yard games or dual really good running back 1-2 games, right? Just based off previous history. I think the Bills are now the worst run defense to opposing running backs. Anyways, I'd be a little shy of Austin Eckler moving forward. I know next week they play Dallas, which is a pretty good matchup. They play Cleveland, Washington, and Kansas City.
$3, $4.
Yeah.
You doing it?
Fair enough. Yep.
All right. And the last guy I want to mention, I wouldn't spend a lot on him. He's a $4 or $5 guy, Corey Clement.
Look, I'm still really worried about Melvin Gordon, by the way. We can move on. Sorry.
Melvin
Gordon's not going to get any better. I don't think he's going to get any better. I really don't. The schedule is not great for him. He hasn't been great. I mean, he got bailed out by a touchdown last game.
Listen, I'm not the biggest Melvin Gordon supporter. Where do you think Melvin Gordon lands rest of the season?
I'd still put him in the top 24, but an RB2. I'd say running back 15 through 15, 16, 17. That's steep, I know. I don't think he's going to get any better.
I say he's a top 12 guy still.
Okay.
Top 12 guy. I think it's a little bit of overreaction. Remember, he was a little banged up. He had both knee and ankle injuries, going into week 10. I think he's just fine.
Look, Lamar Miller, LeSean McCoy, Carlos Hyde, Jordan Howard, I would take all those guys above Melvin Gordon rest of the season.
Okay. Right. Name 15 guys you won't. You will not name 15 guys you're talking out of your ass right now.
I think I'd take Christian McCaffrey over him.
Okay, I'm going to write these down. We're going to do this. We're going to do this on air. All right, McCaffrey, that's one.
All right, Fournette. No particular order here. Fournette. I'd put Alvin Kamara ahead of him. I'd put Lamar Miller, LeSean McCoy, Jordan Howard, Carlos Hyde, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, of course.
God damn it. I can't write this fast.
If Freeman continues to be out, I would put Coleman ahead of him.
Okay. What is that, 11?
Yeah.
Let's do this again. McCaffrey, Fournette, Kamara, Miller, McCoy, Howard, Gurley, Bell, Coleman. Did you say Ingram?
Ingram, yep. And Kamara. McCaffrey. I said McCaffrey. And it starts getting dicey around Ajayi.
Did you say Hunt? Would you rather have Hunt? It's another guy in the same position.
Yeah, he is. He is. I would feel more comfortable starting Hunt. If I had both in my lineup, I'd feel more comfortable with Hunt over than Gordon.
Okay. You have 12. Right now.
Okay. So it gets dicey right after 12. Some gut calls here. Okay. Maybe he's 13.
Rest of,
13, 14.
Rest of season. DeMarco Murray.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's where it starts getting a really question for me. I guess I'd have to go Gordon here. I don't know. No. I think I would take Murray.
God. Okay. All right, let's go farther down the list then.
Murray plays.
Jay Ajayi or Melvin Gordon?
Jay Ajayi.
Latavius Murray or Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon.
CJ Anderson or Melvin Gordon?
Don't make me do this. you got to take Melvin Gordon here.
Okay, then. So it's still.
Okay. So 13-14. Okay. 13-14.
I would probably say closer to 9 or 10 for me.
Okay.
It's
that's fair.
Gurley, Bell, Ingram, Kamara, Fournette, McCoy, and I'm running out of names there. Maybe Howard, maybe Miller.
Right.
That's it.
Hyde.
I would not rather have Hyde.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
I'd rather have Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
You got to factor in, man. He's just going to keep scoring all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Are we done now?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about wide receivers.
Okay.
My second biggest ad, if Perrine is not available, is a wide receiver that we have not yet talked about. It's not Josh Johnson. Somebody that I'd rather have even more than him. I think I would spend a considerable amount of my budget for a Cleveland Brown guy.
Yeah.
Corey Coleman.
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm with you.
You're with me?
Corey Coleman, his first game back, usually you see these guys get eased into the offense. Corey Coleman steamrolled right through his first week back. And performed very well. 11 targets for 80 yards. By far the best wide receiving, the best receiving option on this team. Probably the best offensive player now on this team.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so. 11 targets.
Yep.
When they said that they were going to dust off the cobwebs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we're expecting what, six passes, 20 plus targets per game?
Okay.
I'm joking.
You know who probably does perfectly well with airline travel?
Who?
Melvin Gordon.
You think so?
CJ Anderson. Never mind. I'm going to change my answer. CJ Anderson. All right. Corey Coleman. Listen, man. 11 targets, 6 catches, 80 yards. The work is going to be there. This week he plays the Bengals. After that, he plays the Chargers and the Packers. I'm all in, man.
Yeah.
Corey Coleman, give me 20% of the, $20, probably a good chunk of whatever you have left on Corey Coleman.
Okay. So we're saying he's somewhere around maybe the 20 range here. Wide receiver 20.
Yeah, a low-end wide receiver too.
Okay. All right. So you're talking about would you take him over Keenan Allen?
No. Not after what Keenan Allen just did.
Right. Would you take...
I'm not doing that again.
Would you take him over Amari Cooper?
Probably, yes.
Okay. Over Devontae Parker?
Yes.
Devin Funchess?
That's a tough one because I think Devin Funchess is in line for some nice weeks coming up.
I think so, too. Okay, two more.
I would rather have Funchess.
Robbie Anderson and T.Y. Hilton.
Anderson can't keep scoring every week, right?
You would think.
He has a 4-week touchdown streak. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Give me Coleman over both.
Yeah, I think me too. I like Coleman a lot. He's going to have the opportunity here.
This is pretty bold for a lot of people, I think. But we are in on the guy.
By the way, I don't know if you're buying in. I know we talked just now. We mentioned Devin Funchess. I don't know if you're buying into the Cam Newton hype here. I mean, last game, he obviously lit it up. But what do you think about – what do you think that he's saying that he is healthier than he's been all season? He's feeling great. The strength is back in his arm. He's been, doing the physical therapy and stuff all season. He's better than ever, better than he was the first week of the season. Like, are you getting a little more hyped on him? Coming into the fantasy playoffs?
Sure.
Yeah.
Not really. I think you're reading into way too much a really good game.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all it is.
Okay.
It's a really good game. You're buying into a little bit too much. So, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I kind of like it.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we can move on. I was just curious.
Okay.
Okay. Who else you got?
Okay. All right.
Anybody else?
Maybe.
Who?
All right. I was trying to buy time because I accidentally clicked out of my sheet. I'm gonna let
Kenny
you
Stills.
Guys peek behind the curtain.
Let's talk about
for a second. Yeah.
Kenny Stills.
No, I got. Can you relax? Yes, Kenny Stills. This is a guy that we debated before we came on the podcast because Dale does not agree that Kenny Stills should be on this list. He says he's not getting roped into Kenny Stills again. Nope. And I say, nay, Dale, let me give you Kenny Stills' stats.
Okay, give me Stills' stats. Okay.
Well, I clicked out of the sheet. Can you buy me some more time?
Okay, look, I agree. Stills,
great podcast.
Stills does much better with Matt Moore than he does with Jay Cutler. I do agree there. If Matt Moore plays...
I'm back. You ready?
If Matt Moore plays, Kenny Stills, definitely his value definitely bumps up. But you're still talking about, Kenny Stills, who has Devontae Parker, who I think is more talented than Kenny Stills, and Jarvis Landry, who's going to be a ball hog for that team. He's smashing his target numbers this year. So do I trust Kenny Stills? No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Kenny Stills, right?
No way, Jose.
He has 5 touchdowns on the year.
Okay.
Right? 3 of them are in games that Matt Moore has played a half. Yeah. So let me give you Kenny Stills with games that Matt Moore has played at all in. At all. 6 for 85 and 2 touchdowns. 5 for 65 in a game that they lost 40-0. He still had 5 for 65 and 10 targets. And then this week, 7 for 180 and 1. I am a firm believer that if Matt Moore is on the field, you play and start Kenny Stills with confidence.
With confidence?
With confidence.
Like, you're talking about like a wide receiver one status? Like that much confidence?
Wide receiver two. Confidence.
Okay.
If Matt Moore is starting, particularly against the bottom three, one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL, allowing the third most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers in New England, you start Kenny Stills if Matt Moore is the quarterback. And you can get Kenny Stills so many places for free. For free, gratis.
Man, I don't know if I'd jump ahead enough to say he's a top 24 wide receiver.
I do. Okay, you want to make an eat bet on this? If Matt Moore is the starting quarterback for the Dolphins, Kenny Stills is a top 24 wide receiver.
Too many caveats. I'm not getting into those bets again. I lose
it's
too
many. Very simple bet. No, it's a very simple bet.
If Matt Moore starts on Sunday. No, I'm not doing that.
No balls. No.
I'm not starting. Look, I could start Kenny Stills, but not with confidence.
Melvin Gordon is a top 15 running back rest of season. You want to take that eat bet?
No, I told you 13, 14 is where we ended up. Okay. Right. I ballparked 15, and he's 13, 14.
Can I tell you something real quick?
What?
You've got no balls. You don't back up any of your claims. I'm going to start calling you out on
dude,
this.
Dude, I made more e-bets. Every time you say something. I made more e-bets this season than you and Armando, so who has the balls now? That's what I thought.
Still not you?
That's what I thought.
You realize that I said still not you, and you said that's what I thought?
I don't even listen to you.
Ooh. Saucy. Are we done? Mm-hmm. Kind of sick of you already.
My wife, for dessert, she got me some candy from the airport.
Are you...
It was a giant peanut butter cup. But it wasn't really a peanut butter cup. It's just a giant piece of chocolate with peanut butter inside of it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm eating it right now on air. Because I thought you were going to talk a lot more, so I took a break. And you stopped talking. Hey, guys. We're doing this draft stuff. We talked about it before.
Mike sounds like shit.
I'm going to do a ton of drafts this weekend, especially for Turkey Day.
I did 14 of them this week.
Yeah.
I killed it, by the way.
I'm gonna try to do 20 this weekend.
Every single one of my leagues was like cheap because I felt like I was gonna end up doing like 20 or 30 of them. But
takes time.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna do 20 drafts this week, so everybody has a chance to get in. If you beat me, screenshot that you beat me. Screenshot where you are and where I am, and send it to esfgiveaway@gmail.com if you beat me in draft this weekend. I'm going to do a ton, so hopefully everybody can join in.
Dale, you want to hear how good I am at draft? Yeah.
If you want to... All right, when you sign up...
Wait.
Make sure you use promo code EatSleepFantasy. That's really important because it helps us continue our partnership with draft, which is awesome. So make sure you do use promo code EatSleepFantasy. You get the $3 free. Look, if you already did it, just use like your wife's phone or something and use promo code and you get another $3. Like it doesn't matter if you're related to the person. And then you can keep, you know, beating me. If you sign up using that promo code, I think it automatically follows me. And then I can see it.
And me.
And yeah, and Brito. And then I'll invite you to every single game once that happens.
Yeah, we can't do promo code. We can't do hashtag beat Brito anymore because this is what happened this week. I participated in 14 drafts. I did not make first or second place in two of those.
For Christian Rito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
What's your opinion on cruises?